Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. And what is the purpose of our life? Is there anyone who says, "Oh, I never thought about it"? Well, I don't think so. Especially in a teenager time, people will have this tendency to think about what is life for. It's because teenager is a time of the rebirth. I mean, which means that the body of the child dies and rebirths as a body of the adult, just transformation time. In this time, it's nearly the death experience of the childhood. Therefore, are people more faced to the subject? It's about death. That's why in many cultures, there are ceremonies of the at a teenager to become adult. Nearly death experience. For example, the bungee jump. It is from the ceremony of the to become adult, where the South Pacific island called a country called Vanuatu. Anyway, many culture has the death and rebirth ceremony to become adult. And as the modern age, people have to do this subconsciously. And that's why young people have a tendency to do something dangerous. For example, Chicken Run in a movie called East Eden by James Dean, racing two cars toward a cliff, and who jump off from the car is a chicken. Well, anyway, if one are not occupied by the fear, one more face to death and think about the meaning of the life. Okay, so what is the meaning of the life? What is this life for? I dare to say now, one of the purpose of the life is to manifest the potential of yourself the most in this life. So I would like to share with you about a person who has no leg, no arms. His name is American. I think his name was something like Mabuchi, Mr. Anyway, even though he has no legs and arms, he even swims, and he even make a phone call with mobile phone. And to make it happen, to be able to use the mobile phone, he pushes with almost his only fingers in leg the mobile phone, and he catches with neck and hold it with the shoulder until he be able to do this. For sure, he practiced thousands of times. He just keep until that couple thousand times he keep failing, but in the end he be able to do it as a usual daily life action. He just keep doing until he be able to do. He had faith that he can do it, and he just keep practicing until he become the realize. Yes, also in this case, the faith, the power of the faith. But there's one more thing, what he supported to make this happen. I think it's the heart of altruism, the giving heart, the Lita in the Buddhist world, Lita. I'm sure subconsciously he knows that by doing this gives the encouragement to everybody in the world, either handicapped people or unhandicapped people, anybody. People can realize the potential of the human being from what he's doing. Usually, when one try to decide to do, even decide to do something good or something positive, the negativity comes up. What I'm gonna do if I fail? What other people think if I fail? Can I really do it? All those negative excuses not to let it happen appears in your subconsciousness and might whisper you, because the human world is a world of sharing, which means that in our subconsciousness, all subconsciousness of others, we are sharing both positive and also negative. Therefore, when you try to do something positive, the negative subconsciousness of the human being try to stop it. So you need to overcome, and to overcome this, you need iron will to manifest potential, your potential. You need to overcome the karma of the human being. But to manifest your potential the most is your mission of the life. This is the purpose of your life. So remember, what makes it overcome and make it possible to manifest your potential, to really realize the positive thing you want to do. Remember, manifest potential is who manifest the potential is who have love toward the people, who have love toward life. Excuses not to do it, you can find thousands of it. And to do it, to manifest it, to realize it, it's only one reason, one motivation, is it is positive for your life, for also for other people. Love to life, love to other life and people, this is the key. to overcome karma of human being and manifest their potential, or manifest their potential and overcome the karma of the human being underneath. There are subconsciously the communication, connection between yourself and the great spirit of the universe. Actually, your potential is the Buddha nature. Appearance of the potential is to manifest the light of the great spirit of the universe. The faith comes from presentiment of the bright future. There is silent and pure the light part in your part of your heart. It's deep inside of your heart. Go there and feel the presentiment of the good future, and it is a whisper of the great spirit of the universe. God or Buddha or all the guardians, sacred beings are surrounding you, supporting you and praying for you. So move forward. Thank you.